Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Natural Radio Show. This is your host, Sandra Mendes, where beautiful women and men worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect to discuss enriched conversations about life skills and self-development. So tonight's topic is going to be about the end all be all to new beginnings. Okay, this topic is inspired by just the fact of people going through transitioning through their lives. Some people are learning lessons. Some people are discovering new things as they move forward into the future. So this is why this topic was inspired, and of course I'm going to share my perspective on new beginnings and what it entails, and why at times, you know, when you are starting something new, you have to let go of the old in order to gravitate to the new and allow the Most High to fill your life up with new beginnings and things that are abundant for you in your life and moving forward. Okay, so with that being said, this is a live broadcast. If you are listening to tonight's show, you are more than welcome to call in. Our guest call-in number is 516-590-0362. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to talk about is how relationships, okay, how when, you know, people are going through, you know, situations and they hit a rock in a hard place when it comes down to the relationship. It's either you can work on the situation or sometimes it requires the, you know, a separation or just simply moving on. So even in those three stages, you know, the people have to acknowledge if you're going to work on it, you have to leave the past in the past, work on what was wrong and correct what was wrong and move it forward in any situation that is doable. But then when you got those situations where, you know, it may have been a repetitive cycle of doing something wrong and, you know, it's just a constant battle, you know, between, you know, the two, it requires a separation and the person being able to at least come back to each other. And these things can happen in intervals. And when I mean coming back to each other to work on the situation and, you know, continue to move forward, because sometimes the intervals could be, okay, you know, a week. Something take place and you need separation for a week to clear your mind, see how you're going to approach the conversation, how you're going to get over it. And sometimes that, you know, people need that break to recollect their emotions, to assess how they feel, you know, check themselves, you know, evaluate the other person, you know, evaluate the problem and focusing on the solution. Sometimes it might take a week and then come back to the situation. Sometimes in that interval period, it may take a little bit longer. It might take a year to 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years before the person can get back together and work on whatever it is that they need to work on, you know. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people could start out with a clean slate and moving forward. However, some of those possibilities are not even a given, especially when people are married and they go through divorce. You know, once they divorce, that's practically it. And that's like the typical, you know, what happened to actually being in a marriage and actually being friends with that person and being able to be two mature adults, man and woman, and still understanding that maybe a dynamic of the relationship may not have worked, but as far as being a friend, a companion, that's something that still had validity in spite of, you know, and knowing that it had a boundary, knowing that, you know, the two of you cannot cross, you know, a certain specific red line, okay? but you could still continue on a friendship from a distance, still communicate, and still be friends versus someone who may have gotten divorced and they have animosity towards the person. Don't ever speak to them ever again. It's like you never lived with the person, and that to me is kind of weird. You know, you've been with a person for 10 years, y'all separate, and then, you know, 10 years later, the person is like a stranger to you again. You know, I don't know. That just means that the dynamic of the relationship or marriage was not healthy. It was no connection, you know, and a lot of times people just get too caught up between chemistry and connection. People don't really understand the two. And maybe I may do a broadcast on chemistry and connection. However, not to get off tangents, when you are in relationship and those types of relationships are caustic, meaning there is no repair as far as working on a relationship and moving forward, and those types of relationships are considered domestic violence, you know, if it's involved, there's no working on the relationship. Another factor would be if there was theft involved, you know, as far as, you know, stealing money, stealing items, stealing objects. Those things are not workable. You know, you cannot move along in a relationship like that because trust, honesty, all of those things play a valuable part in relationships. And when you don't have that component, you don't have nothing at all. And when a person crosses a line or do something as caustic as that, it's no going back. You understand? So some relationships are just meant to end because why? Some people are meant to be in your life for a season, for a reason, and sometimes a lifetime. But you got seasonal people trying to make a lifetime situation out of a seasonal, you know, component, and that can't be. And this is why the end all be all has to be in remission as far, or in mission, in order to embrace a new beginning, if that makes any sense to my listeners. Okay, so when I talk about the end all be all to a new beginning, I'm at this stage in my life whereas I do not want to carry any baggages. I do not want to be focusing on the past, you know, or have the past lingering around. So what that requires is that sometimes you got to cut that part of your life out or close that chapter in your life in order to move into a new one and embrace everything that's coming at you, especially what the Most High has for you as a person, especially if you are a good person. Because guess what? You have a soulful bank. Some people know it as spiritual bank, but a soulful bank. And you also have a financial bank account, right? But guess what? When you do good and you do it in the sight of the Most High and the Most High keeps account of that, you get a deposit in your soulful bank, also known as spiritual bank, right? So sometimes you could be very wealthy in that department, and you can also be wealthy in the department as far as managing your finances and you having a long bank account, meaning a big bank account, long digits, right? But at the end of the day, you know, when it comes down to that soulful bank, sometimes the Most High want to give you that abundance and, you know, tenfold. Some people say it as blessings, you know, and tenfold, but I'm not trying to make this a religious factor, but sometimes the Most High want to give you things in abundance, but do not want whatever was that didn't serve a purpose in your life prior, or whatever, you know, was not good from your past, don't want it lingering around or trying to, you know, reap any effects of what good the Most High have for you. You know, not also to mention that even when you're dealing with people from your past, you know, sometimes the Most High want to deal with them from a judgmental standpoint as far as the things that they've done and, you know, do. And as a person with a wealthy soulful bank, the Most High don't want you to intervene in their judgment or whatever it is that, you know, the Most High is trying to correct them on, because it's like standing in the way of their correction, and you can't do that, you know. So sometimes, like I said, you have to sever your ties with people and move forward into the future, especially if you are going into a new relationship. So I know some people might be wondering, you know, as far as, you know, this new beginning, does that require a new person, you know, new relationships, new connections, not chemistry, because a connection is when it's unspeakable. You can't really label it. Chemistry has a lot to do with people's emotions, how much you can relate to a person. But the connection is totally different from that. Connection is when you vibing with the person unspeakable. They understand the dynamic of who you are as a person, mind, body, and soul. Okay, they recognize you. They soul recognize you. They understand how your mind operates. Okay, their soul is in connection with you, intertwined, you know. And like I said, when it's unspeakable, meaning there's no labeling about it, there's no going through an experience, it's more or less more of an encounter that you're going through when you have a connection with someone. Okay, and a lot of times people don't understand that. People that have chemistry are wallowed in their emotions to where they feel as though they're entitled to certain things, entitled to certain behaviorisms, you know, entitled to me, mine mentality, and that goes nowhere. Okay, when you have a connection, you can decide to have a healthy connection with people. So I say all of this to say, am I embarking on a new connection? Yes, I am. And it's very healthy, and I'm focusing on that, and I'm leaving the past where the past stands and where it lies. Closing a chapter in your life could be for the best and betterment for yourself and moving forward. It's conducive for your growth. Okay, having new love. Okay, understand there's a difference between being in love with somebody and finding new love, a love that is healthy, a love that is unconditional, a love that is not in love to where as a person feel as though they finding reasons to why this person makes them happy or why they love this person. That's not real love. That is conditional love, okay? When you in love with somebody, understand it's conditional, because the same way how you can be in love with someone is the same way how you could fall out of love with them. But when you truly and sincerely love somebody, you love them from a standpoint of from who they are, what they are meant to be in this world, what they mean to you, and the upliftment of the relationship or the dynamic of how it's going, okay? That person loves you in spite of, you know, whether they with you or they are not with you. That is a deep love that's unconditional, okay? And it's a healthy love, a love that can grow, okay? A love that cannot grow is when it's conditional. You've fallen in love with people. You've fallen in love with the idea of a person, the idea of what they could do for you, and things of that sort, and it's all short-lived. It will not be able to be prosperous at all. So the end-all, be-all to a new beginning, people got to start getting comfortable with that. Getting comfortable with the fact that when you embrace something new in your life, I don't care if it's self-love, a new job, a new career, or a new hobby, whatever it is, understand, leave the past where the past is. You know, some people say leave the past to the dead, you know, as a terminology, and move on and live. Okay, live. People, you can't get caught up into trivial nonsense. You can't get caught up into people, you know, lives of how they want you to live their life. You can't get caught up into situations that's going to keep you stifled and not allow you to grow. Grow simply as a person. As a person, you know, and add into, you know, this world as far as making a difference, having a mission, and making sure that you are on the right track. You know, so many people trying to find their purpose in life, but they always going in and out between past, present, future, wanting a future to look one way. But what are you doing to leave the past behind and focusing on your now and changing it now so your future can be a better outcome? What are you doing to change it? You know, these are the things that are very, 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 very important, okay? And then I just had a conversation with a gentleman, and we were talking about the family union of so-called black people. And I mentioned to that person that what it's going to take for the family structure and dynamic to come back into alignment is that sometimes it may be, as far as a Muslim culture, you know, respect to the Muslim culture, and for anybody who are practicing, you know, that religion, that sort. But I would say it's going to have to take the man and the woman coming together, and sometimes to that one man, it may be multiple women, okay? Sometimes that could be 5, it could be 10, it could be 8, to that one man. And it's not just a sexual dynamic as far as being sexually active with that man. That's the misconstrued version as far as male and female, the lower vibrational beings, okay? I'm talking about a man and a woman, men and women coming together and understanding the dynamic of the relationship, the union, not even the relationship, but a union, understanding it and understanding that the family structure is most important than anything else. Of course, a connection, yes, where everyone could be on the same page and have a connection with each other is viable. Those women establishing a sisterhood that is strong, that man being a strong component and doing what he needs to do to be strong and moving forward for each of those women, okay? So I say all it is that a lot of people is not acceptable to that. So-called black women and men are not acceptable of that. Not men, but I would say male and females are not acceptable of that dynamic of being able to rebuild our family unit and structure. They're not acceptable to it. Because why? So many people are still stuck in that mindset of being entitled, okay, having a self-entitlement, being selfish, okay, still in their emotions, still needing to outgrow their emotions and immaturity. Okay, they still need to go through phases and changes, still need to evolve, you know. So when you're dealing with a man and a woman, they understand it. It's about business. It's about legacy. It's about leaving something for the future, like how our ancestors left for us to be free, to make something evident for the future that our family unit could be reestablished again for the future and the legacy, okay? Same way how our ancestors lost their lives for our freedom. We need to do something that's out of the norm to be able to reestablish our family unit and family structure and get rid of the word black, because we're not black. When you look at your skin, you're not black. It's a label from somebody else, a third party who labeled you. You got to understand yourself. You have to have a self-knowledge of self, who and what you are as a person. You have to have that self-love. That's what I have, self-love. Okay, if you don't love yourself, who else is going to love you? You have to have a level of self-love for you. And once again, if you are listening to tonight's show and you are vibing with this and agreeing with me, the call-in number is 516-590-0362. All you got to do is just press the number 1 and call in. However, if you just want to listen, you're more than welcome to listen and vibe. Pick up this energy and really reflect on what I'm saying, okay? And especially when it comes down to a sisterhood, I feel that among so-called black women, we need to get rid of this territorial mindset. We really need to get rid of that, you know, because it leads into a competitive dynamic where it's a love-hate relationship between the two, and that cannot happen. We're supposed to work in unison with each other. We're supposed to have each other's back, okay? We shouldn't be looking to have a one-up on one, the sister, or feeling as though we have one man to ourselves or whatever the case might be. It shouldn't have to be that way. The sisterhood should be based and centered on maturity, a mature factor, understanding that there are adults in the dynamic of, you know, a union, especially if you're in union with one man, and y'all understand the sensitivity of that union and how y'all all play a part and contribute to the fact of building a larger, you know, a legacy and reestablishing a family structure for the future. Because too much single parenting homes is perpetuating itself, single men, single women raising children, or single parents raising children alone. And it's not good. It's not good because there's no safety. There is no, like protection dynamic, no one really providing. Then it's like the woman has to take on the role of, maintaining the home by herself alone, and this is what ignites the masculine, you know, side in the woman, and that's what throws everything off. And then with the man, if it's a single parent, you know, a man, as a man, it's like if he has a child, he needs the counterpart to nurture his children, you know, to give that love to them. And sometimes it could be a little bit out of whack. And especially that man needs a woman in his life to be able to balance out, energies within him and things of that sort. So a lot of times we got males and females out here that only want to take the good but don't want to take the bad. They don't want to go through love, hell, and right when it comes down to relationships, but they always want the good. And guess what? They never have anything sufficient or sustainable in life. That's what ends up happening to those people. Okay? But however, I'm saying that it's so important that the so-called black people, the homes need to have both parents. I will push that to the end of times, that the man and the woman needs to be present in that child's life. Have to, okay? It's so imperative that the man and the woman be able to raise their children together and be in a harmonious relationship as far as parenting go, co-parenting, you know, and being able to have a level of understanding with each other and raising your children, you know, what you would want, what you would allow, and coming to a common agreement about how your child would, you know, grow up, in what environment, you know, how you want them to, you know, dress. All of those things play a factor, okay? So with that being said, the end-all, be-all to a new beginning is warranted. If you want to be able to start off with a clean slate, focusing on the future and having better outcomes. Okay? So with that being said, let's listen to a little bit of this jazz music in the background. Thank you. I know y'all like that sound, right? It's easy, smooth, has a little soul to it. So I know y'all really like that tune. I'm going to try to keep it really mellow, vibing really good, you know, so that way, you know, the show could be, you know, have some type of, you know, spice to it. So with that being said, you know, I thank you all for taking the time for listening to the Naturelle Show. You are more than welcome to voice your comments on the Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, listen to the show at your convenience and just give me your comments on there and I'll respond back, hopefully. You know, if you wanted to give your opinion on something or just share something in addition to what I had shared. So thank you all for listening to the Naturelle Radio Show, and I hope that you were able to learn something new and understand that, you know, if it's not killing you, you know, then you are able to work through a situation. You know, nothing is so worse of all that you can't work on something and move forward in a new direction. Okay, so just keep that in mind. And once again, thank you and have a great night. Good night.